The Value of the Bible, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. The text comes from 2 Timothy 3. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort, with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Carrie Vaux writes, I'm incredibly grateful that I was given a Bible when I was a child. My family rarely went to church, and I was about as close to a complete pagan as you can get in modern America. But I was a bookworm, and the temptation of a big fat book was too much for me. And so I began locking myself in the bathroom at nights to read it in secret. Before I hit the Psalms, I was a believer. And though it took 3 years before I could be baptized, I knew Jesus and loved him with all my heart. That gift of a Bible changed my life forever. Paul knows the power of God's word to change hearts and give new life. Even in locked bathrooms, the Holy Spirit can bring the most unlikely people to know their Savior Jesus, who loved them so dearly he laid down his life to bring them back to God. They can learn how he rose from the dead and how he will raise us too, just as he promised, every one of us who trusts in him. If the message is out there, it will find ears and hearts to believe it. How about you? Are you exposed to God's word regularly? Do you make opportunities for the people you love to hear the gospel spoken, read, or even through music or video? It's an incredible gift God has given us, his own words in his own voice, so that we can know the one who loves us most of all, the one who came into our world to rescue us and bring us home to himself as his own children. Thank you, Lord. We pray. Dear Father, thank you for giving us the Bible and for those who pass on its gospel message in every way possible. Amen.